Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name?
Yes, my name is Lee Hargrave.
Okay, can you verify your address and email address?
Yes, my address is 508 Wesley, Wesley Street, Ashland, Ashland, Virginia, 23005.
Okay, do you have your customer number, your account number?
No, ma'am. I have invoices for recent orders, but I've had a problem with my account when I have tried to make orders within the last month. I get invalid customer ID, something like 5208.
May I have your last name again?
Hargrave, H-A-R-G-R-A-V-E.
And your zip code?
23005.
Okay, which account are you calling about, sir?
Well, I didn't know that. I'm not even aware of having multiple accounts. I just know that when I have tried to place orders, that I get invalid customer ID 56208 or something to that effect. I have called previously, and, well, I've done two things. I first of all reported it online, and I was told in the response to call. And when I called, I was told to go online. So
I have an order for you, sir. I have all of your orders. As of today, you have placed 10 orders with us.
Yes, that's true. And I absolutely love Eagle Moss. So don't get me wrong. I'm not in any way critical. I'm just saying there's some issues have come up. I wanted to do two things in this call. I wanted to check on the status of five orders, and also I wanted to see why I cannot place an order without getting the invalid customer ID. So in my most recent call, I spoke with Sonia, and she told me that she could not explain the invalid customer ID. However, she said she could place an order for me using my debit card, and she did so. This was on or about February the 26th.
Okay.
You had just recently reintroduced the Orville from the television program of the same name. You have two versions of it, a larger one and a smaller one. The smaller one had been out of stock and was just recently reintroduced. It was that product that I saw at about $29. So I gave her that information, and she said everything was fine. However, I received no invoice afterwards, and I checked, and I was never debited for it from my bank account.
Yeah, we're never going to charge you until the item is available, sir. So I'm going to start with the latest order. And this is for the Orville. The order was placed on March the 1st. It was $36.90. You have a Visa card on file that ends in 1981. It's going to be shipped and delivered to Lee Hargrave, 508 Wesley Street, Ashland, Virginia, whenever it's available. So we're not going to process and charge you until we have the item ready to ship. So the order is here, and it is pending. I have your order number if you want it.
Could I get that? Because no. Normally, y'all are very good about sending out an email of an order, you know. And I didn't get one. That's why I was concerned.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, we're gonna send you an email when we charge you and when we ship it.
Excuse me for a minute. I had to get a pen. What
Take
is the
time.
Number?
Your order number for the Orville is 3491-8910. 0010.
Okay, thank you very much. And my next question is, what is going on with my account that I get that invalid account number?
I'm unsure, but you don't have to log in when you go back to shop.egomiles. You don't have to log in to keep a hold of all your orders. If you check out as a guest, it's still going to go under your name whenever you search for your orders. So the next time, try not logging in. Just do it the regular way and check out as a guest.
Okay, I'll try that. And now okay. I just want to check. I'm sure that the rest of these orders are going to be there, but I just want to double check.
Yes, sir. They're all pending. I have them. They're all pending.
Yeah, November 25th, the Voyager Starship J. That would be one. I ordered two at the time, and the other one was in stock, and it came. It was an earlier version of the same vessel. But we're talking about the brand new one from the Discovery program, and that would still be pending, correct?
Yes, you have one, two, three. You have a total of five orders. All five is pending, and the fifth one does include your Orville. So one of your items was $46.71. We haven't charged you for that one yet. One of the orders is $54.95. We haven't charged you for that one. One of them is $109.90, and that was back in December. You had four orders you placed in December that you're waiting on.
All right, and I have my receipts for those that did come in line, and they match with what you say. So I appreciate this, and if I continue to have issues with that invalid ID, I will call back if that's all right.
Oh, that's fine. Call us at any time. We're here, okay?
Okay, because I just wanted, you know, I like to get your products, and I just don't want to have to call in each time. I just like I normally have done. So it's probably a computer issue somewhere, but in any event, I'm going to try to get it straight. So thank you, ma'am. You've been a big help, and I hope that your day goes well.
You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for